Tanya for Simchas Torah, Chav Gimel Tishrei, is at the beginning of Igeres HaKedesh, Simen Chav Dalet, Igeres HaKedesh 24. Ahuvai, Achai, my beloved brothers, Alna, Teirou, do not commit this evil. Veyim ho ahuvim liyitzram, friends that are beloved to their creator. Snuyim liyitzram, and hated, despised by their yitzah. Val yasa adamatzmi. Rasha, a person should not make himself wicked, should not be wicked. Sho achas lefnei hamokim, that special hour, that is special before God. Asher bocha bo mikol hayeim, which God chooses out of the entire day, that people should get together and stand before him. Standing means davening. And such an hour where God is willing, or more willing, to reveal himself and to come to the minor mikdash, to the shul, which is called a minor beis hamikdash, lifked lishchinas kvedei, to come and visit his shchina, hasheichen itam b'teich tumaisam, that dwells among the Jew, within the Jew, even in a time of tuma, even in a time of galus, ulihimot eludeshov umevakshov umiyachalov, to make himself available to those who seek him, to those who ask for him, and to those who hope, who put their hopes in him. This is the time of davening. V'hamesapir b'tzrachov, and if a person instead is speaking about his own needs during that time, during the davening, mare ba'atzmei she'enei chofet l'hizbeinein v'lideis b'gili kved malchusei. He indicates he is displaying a disinterest. He is not interested in contemplating and thereby seeing God's revealed glory. And he becomes a vehicle to the fool, which is the Yetzirah Hara. It says concerning the klipa, concerning the Yetzirah Hara, that the fool does not desire contemplate understanding. Doesn't want to understand. He doesn't want to contemplate. The leaders be accorded to say that Gdulosei shall melech malchi amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't want to contemplate in order to see the glory of God's greatness, who is the King of Kings. Hanigles lemaila b'shoazu, who is revealed above in the higher levels during the time of davening, the gam lemato, and also below, he reveals himself el hachseitim lahabit okvede yigduot, the godly. He reveals himself to those who want to see his greatness and his glory. Hamis ateif umislabish b'techtevis atfila. Here you have to want to see, because it is clothed, the revelation is clothed and wrapped in the words of the davening, hasdura b'fiko, that is set out for all of us to say. Umizgal lilakol echod, and it is therefore revealed to each individual, lefisich levishedish nishmosik. This revelation differs and varies from person to person, because it depends on his understanding and the source of his neshama. Kidachsiv, as it says, lefisich leyuhulol ish, according to his intelligence will a man be praised, but it is written, yehalil ksiv, it is written without the vav, so that it can be pronounced, Yahalil will praise. That according to his seichel, that's how he will praise God. Umalchus adirikiya ke'imalchus adi'ara. The heavenly kingdom is similar to the kingdoms on earth, to an earthly king. Shederech hamelech liyeschev yenuzei b'chedri chadorim. It is the nature of a king that his glory, his splendor, is concealed in chamber within chamber. that usually the king is non-accessible. V'kam Moshe mimal ha'psochim, and there are many guards at the doors that prevent people from coming in. Ah, dashakam v'kam mitzapim yomim v'shanim, until many have to wait and look forward days and years to get to see the strength and the glory of the king. But when it arises in the king's will to reveal himself to everyone, and he makes it known, it is announced throughout the kingdom, to gather and to stand before the king, because he wants to show them the glory of his kingdom, and the beauty and preciousness of his greatness. Then so the person who stands in front of the king and doesn't care to see him, and instead he is busy with his own needs, how lowly and how foolish is he, and he will certainly appear to all people like an animal, like a beast. The gam who bizayin hamelech, it is also an insult to the king. Behareis elefanov, when he displays in the presence of the king, she'enei sofun de'enov lekabel nachas v'shashuyim mehabit okvedei v'yofye, that he shows in front of the king that the king is not important enough to him, that he should take pleasure in looking at the king and seeing his beauty. That the king is not more important to him than his own needs. He also is punishable. He forfeits his life before the king in that he displays his disregard for the king. He takes the king lightly and displays it in front of others, which is an insult to the king. And concerning this it says, Uchsilim meirim kolim, the fool raises up the insult. Klema, wasn't he raises it up? Afshu uchsil layihye meirim kolim, that although he's a fool and he doesn't appreciate the importance of a king, but at the very least, he shouldn't raise it up. He shouldn't raise it up and make it visible and display it to everyone, for everyone to see. So even a fool should have enough sense to not display his foolishness. And this is all a mashal, where the nimshal is that a person comes to shul in time of davening, and instead of turning his attention to God, he is busy and occupied with his own needs. In the Hayem Yem for the 23rd of Tishrei, which is Simchas Teda, the Rebbe writes, Ein Kedem B'Teda B'Laila. We do not read from the Teda at the night of Simchas Teda. Seems that others have a custom to read, but we don't have that custom. Nesim Kapayim B'Shachris. B'Keyanim Duchon, during Shachris instead of Musaf. Ein neyagim lifresh talus al roshi ha'elim l'chassan teira e l'chassan bereshis. It is not our custom to spread a talus over the head of the heads of those who are called up for the special aliyah of chassan teira e chassan bereshis. Gam ha'elu l'teira, person who is called up to the teira, se eimer chazak chazak v'nitzchazek. At the end of a sefer, when we say chazak, chazak, v'niz chazek, the one called up to the Teda says it also. The Simchas Teda, Tov Kuf Mem, on Simchas Teda of 1779, Omar Rabbeinu Hazokin, the Alter Rebbe said as follows, Eitz chayim hi l'machazikim bo, the Pasuk says, it is a tree of life to those who hold fast to it, Eilu b'ayli hasoga ha'lemdim Teda. That refers to those who understand and learn Torah. v'teimcheha me'usha, and those who support it are fortunate. Elu b'ayli aveda ha'eskim b'teira. These are the laborers, people involved in business, who set aside time to study Torah. Mu'usha, fortunate, gliklach, kedi'isa b'zeyar, also has another meaning, as the Zeha says, al tikri mu'usha ella mizeshe. The same letters rearranged spells out the word from the head. Da'al yidei avedosa mamshichim mizeshe. That through their aveda, the aveda of the worker, of the laborer, are mamshichim mizeshe, they draw down from a higher level, from a place called the head, haynu mipnimis ein sev baruch, which means from the inner godliness, from God, an inner place within godliness. Ukemailas hazegil hamakayim es harosh dafke, and that's similar to the effect that the feet have on the head, that the feet being the lowest part of the body, yet that's what gives the head its support, what makes the head able to stand up straight. If you noticed that in the Hayem Yom of Shmini Atzeres, you have first the Shiurim, the Chitas Shiurim, then the Minhagim, and then a Pisgam. On Simchas Torah, you have first the Minhagim, then the Shiurim, and then the Pisgam. So the Rebbe was asked, the Rebbe Zal Gesundheit was asked, why the difference? Sometimes the Minhag comes before the Shiurim, and sometimes the Minhagim, or the Minhag, comes after the Shiurim. So the Rebbe's answer was that generally, when the Minhag has a Chiddush, when there's a Chiddush in the Minhag, then it comes before the Shiurim. Because, after all is said and done, the Shiurim are also a Minhag.